boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
It's 3 o'clock and it's time to sound the alarm. Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, Taylor.
That's all I got. I can only do one. It is the last, final, Stuff the Wagon 2024 edition.
Your last chance to donate to Cedar Valley Humane Society through us. So we are parked currently at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue for the last time this season until 7 o'clock tonight.
Yep, taking your donations. And if you still want to do a donation of some sort, you can see their wish list right now at KZIA.com or the Z102.9 app.
And I got to say, early bird gets the worm, okay? Shout out to Billy and Angie who stopped by before 3 o'clock before the show even kicked off with a lot of donations, a bag of dog food, which I'm now using as a backrest, some cat litter, milk bones, little cat cans of cat food. It was a great donation, and it was before we even started today.
And they did bring us pizza as well, which we really appreciate.
Shout out, it was delicious.
So, if you want to help out our furry friends this holiday season, this is your last chance.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Live from the trunk at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue in Cedar Rapids for the last, that is the last stop of Stuff the Wagon 2024 until 7 o'clock tonight. You can get all the details and the wish list at KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app. I got to tell you about this trend, I guess, that I'm seeing. There's not a name for it yet, but I feel like I've seen a lot of people doing it, so we're going to see it pop off here soon. I'm going to call it the phone call test. So the ones that I've been seeing the most are two siblings, the older and the younger, both will call one of their parents back to back. They call really quick and then they hang up enough for that person to get a notification that Destiny called or missed call from Destiny. They hang up quickly. And then the test is to see who the parent calls back first, which is like, people are like, oh, that's how you tell the favorite child. I feel like more it's the more responsible child, maybe. But then I've seen this beyond like kids calling their parents. I've seen people doing it with their boss, like two coworkers calling their boss and then seeing who the boss calls back first.
That or, would be last.
Two like friends calling another one of their friends and seeing who they call back first. I kind of want to try it, but also I don't want my feelings to be hurt.
No, I just, when it comes to the parents, I just don't know if that would really work. For me, if I was a parent, or even if you did this with like the street team, if they did this to me, I'm going to do it in the order of who called me first. Because I'm going to see that notification.
Yeah, that
so
makes sense.
So if Andrew called me and then also Kate called me, I'm going to do Andrew first because he called me first.
That makes sense.
It's not because I like him. I do like him. I don't have favorites. So I like to make the clear.
Okay.
But I would pick him first. I still am. I'm going to stand by this. If you want to figure out who your parents love the most, try to get into their phone and figure out who's pinned at the top. Like the text message is pinned at the top. Because my dad has my sister Caitlin pinned at the top and nobody else.
Oh.
And I'm very upset about it.
I don't want to pick sides here, but
that's his favorite.
Not looking good for you.
They're putting their fur babies and boyfriends to the festive test. Attention! It's Those Girls in the Afternoon's Christmas Boot Camp on Z102.9.
We need to give you an update of how our handmade Christmas is going, but I've got to tell you, that cute little gizmo stopped by from Cedar Valley Humane Society. That's a dog that you can adopt right now from Cedar Valley Humane Society.
Yes, he is currently waiting to find his forever home, thanks to Hannah, who brought him out to see us. And we get to see who all of these donations are being used on.
So as you're driving home or you're about to drive home, think about Gizmo. Think about his cute little puppy eyes.
Oh, he had, I mean, you want to talk about puppy eyes? That was the definition of puppy eyes.
He's like, don't do it to me, Gizmo. Don't do it.
Like, I'm about to crack open this box of milk bones and just give him all the milk bones. He deserves them.
Think about Gizmo this holiday season. Can come out to our last Stuff the Wagon stop at 16th Avenue Tyson's until 7 o'clock. But we got to give you an update about our handmade Christmas. How are we doing? Because we have to give each other our presents a week from today.
Oh, gee whiz. That's correct, I guess.
Do you want to give your update first? You want me to give an update first? I don't really care.
Well, yeah, I can give you an update because I told you, what, a week ago that I was already done with my first idea.
I hate you.
And I'm not even being braggadocious. I did not take the easy way out and do something like lame. I just am the type of person, when I have a craft, that's all I want to do. I want to see it finished. So I finished my gift for you over the span of one weekend. So now I'm kind of like, well, if I have the time, and I have so many craft supplies in my possession that I'm like, let's see what else I can make with this. So I will just spoil this for you. I was going to try to crochet you something.
I've always wanted you to.
Okay, it didn't go well. Because
I don't care. I'll still take it.
To be frank, I haven't picked up crocheting in a couple months. So I was like, okay, let me see like if I still got it, if I can do something that isn't, I wasn't going to make you a blanket or anything because that would take me forever. But I'm like, let's see if I can just do something really small because she has, I've never given her anything crocheted. It didn't go well. I had to restart like six times and I wadded it up in a ball and threw it in the corner of the room. So I don't know if that's going to happen, but I do have another idea floating in the back of my head that I think I could make happen that has nothing to do with crochet. And that's kind of where I'm at. So I have your gift done. Now it's just like bonus stuff that I can see if I can get it done in time.
I like bonus stuff. I'm going to be honest with you. I had this awesome gift idea for you. I was like, this is going to be the coolest and most perfect gift ever for her. But it just feels like I keep getting bumps in the road. Like, I need things for this gift, and they're not coming in time.
Oh.
And it's just, like, bumps and bumps in the road. So I don't know if it's the universe just telling me this isn't the right gift.
Maybe. That I'm on the naughty list. Am I getting cold?
So I think I might have to go a whole nother route, and I'm panicking because we have a week from today to get this done, and I have no idea what I'm gonna do. But I will tell you this, I will give you a spoiler, that I have a new cricket.
Yes, I knew that, and I had a feeling that it was gonna be something with the cricket.
Which I know you already been placing some orders. Well, soon.
Yes.
But what's cool about the cricket, and if you don't know, and maybe if you do have one, you already know, but they have like, I would almost call like a Pinterest page on their like website that you design on, or this app that you design on. It's almost like a Pinterest page where people can show you like crafts that they've made, or like ideas that you can kind of like copy. So I kind of been finding all these cool ideas for you. So I may be going down the cricket route.
And that, you know what, that's fine, because I know how you struggle with arts and crafts. So having a cricket now
to cheat,
it's going to be great. Lots of room for donations in the Z102.9 station wagon. We're parked at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue, taking donations for Cedar Valley Humane Society. Last chance to donate because it's the last Stuff the Wagon stop of the season. So come see us before 7 o'clock tonight. If you remember on Friday, I think we were talking about how we both wanted to do some Christmas baking this weekend.
Yes.
I did get around to it. We had to push it back thanks to the ice storm. But yesterday, I hung out with my mom and we did some Christmas baking. And I'm not going to lie, it went terribly.
How?
Horrible. Okay, we had like two successes and two big fat major fails. So we made these like spicy pretzels, which really was just putting seasoning on pretzels. Those were great. Turned out amazing. We made homemade oatmeal cream pies. Those also turned out amazing. Great. Love it. 10 out of 10. The two other things that we made were fudge. Okay. And it did not go well in the slightest. And I'm so mad because that's what I was really excited about. The first one was like a chocolate fudge with salted caramel on top. And I knew this was going bad because we were making this thing in the microwave. But that's what the recipe said to do. And so we like mix it all up. It looks like weird, gross tar. But we're like, well, I'm sure it's supposed to turn out fine. We put it in the fridge. The other one was a sugar cookie fudge, which sounds amazing. And that was like turning out fine. Put it in the fridge. A couple hours later when we're wrapping up, we're like, okay, we're going to cut it up and put it in our little tins so everybody can take some home. And as we're cutting it up, something ain't right. The chocolate salted caramel fudge was like goo. It had been in the fridge for like 3 hours and it was like sticky, gross goo. And I tried it and it was nasty, and it wasn't even like it wasn't in the fridge long enough. It was gross. The sugar cookie one, harder than cement. Like, I could hardly bite my tooth into it. So we ended up throwing them both away. And now I'm like, I don't know if we try again or if we give up on the fudge dream.
You know, you ever have thoughts and you just keep them to yourself because you don't want to hurt your friend's feelings?
You knew this was going to be bad.
I knew this was going to be bad. And I didn't want to hurt your feelings. Now, here's the thing. You told me you were going to make the sugar cookie fudge on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to hurt your feelings. And I was like, maybe because she's good, she's been baking, and she's definitely with her mom, that her mom will guide her through all of this. Here's the thing. My grandma on my dad's side, she was known for fudge, and she would make it every year for Christmas.
How?
And everybody would love her fudge. She passed away. Nobody got her recipe. Nobody got the recipe. And now my two aunts, Kelly and Kim, have been trying to recreate it for many, many years, and nobody can figure it out.
I understand why, because it's impossible.
And yeah, and they were like, we don't know how she did it. They think they have, for the most part, all the ingredients. They just don't know how she did it.
It's impossible because, like, the ratios and, like, I think how fast you melt it down. Mm-hmm. If you make fudge, round of applause, because that is the most impossible thing to bake. And I was so angry. I literally crumbled it up and was throwing it in the garbage because I was so upset.
This is why they rack it up at the grocery store.
Yeah, now I'm going to have to fork out $10 for one piece.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm just enjoying this fresh air while we can, because I'm kind of sad. It's our last stuff the wagon stop of 2024.
It is a little sad. I'm telling myself my heated blanket is actually the sun beating down on me, and I'm getting a nice tan, but it is in fact just my heated blanket.
Well,
I'm just trying to think warm thoughts.
I mean, it is sunny out, and it's not icy the way it could have been.
I know. I'm just trying to think warm. I'm cold.
Thinking, really? I'm actually doing just
freezing,
fine.
I'm freezing, Taylor.
I'm like, why? Because you're sitting on an inflatable?
I don't know. I can't feel my hands right now. They have lost feeling.
Well, get the heat, the hand warmers rocking. What's wrong with you?
I got them. Okay. We're bringing feeling back.
Good. Well, if you have not heard of this business, let us just reintroduce you on the very last one. This is Stuff the Wagon. We are, if you can't tell, not in the studio. We are in the trunk of the Z102.9 station wagon, and that is very true. Anybody that comes by is like, whoa, you're really in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing this for a reason, believe it or not. Cedar Valley Humane Society is who we're collecting donations for, because they are incredibly busy all the time, especially during the colder season and the holiday season. So we're gathering as many donations as we can to pass off to them later this week.
Yeah, you can help us out by stopping by until 7 o'clock and dropping off a donation, which you can see what their wish list is at KZIA.com or on the Z102.9 app. Or other ways you can help us out too. Or like, if you want to be like a, you know, superstar, I'm thinking call a friend.
Yes.
Tell them about Stuff the Wagon. Or if you don't like making phone calls, like Taylor doesn't like making phone calls.
I don't.
Text a friend.
Yes.
Or we did post on our Facebook page. Just share it.
Yes.
Just share to one person, I ask.
That's a great idea. The best one you've had all day.
I've had really stupid ideas.
Yeah, well,
this is the only good one.
Yes, the more donations, the better. We'll block the heat in so Destiny gains feelings back in her fingers, I guess.
Hope so.
That's the goal of today.
I need help looking at the fine print when it comes to promises. Like, at what point is there an expiration date on them?
Okay, we'll do our best.
We'll go over that in just a split second. But just a quick reminder, we are doing Stuff the Wagon until 7 o'clock. Tyson's on 16th Avenue, taking your donations for Cedar Valley Humane Society. And I need to know what that expiration date is, because let me explain. I promised somebody about 10 years ago, I think, about 2016. It's almost 10.
Yeah, yeah.
That if we didn't find anyone, that we would marry each other. Because we were co-workers. We worked at Transamerica together. We were two peas in a pod. Oh, my God. We would laugh. We would have fun. I was like, you know what? Mm. We're really good friends. I think we could actually marry each other. So we made this promise. If he didn't find anybody and if I didn't find anybody. And I think it was, I don't know if it was 5 years or 10 years. That's where I'm like a little foggy in the brain, but I know we made a promise to each other that we would marry each other if we didn't find anyone. Here's the thing. I haven't seen him since 2016, but fate came back, because you know who I saw this weekend?
The person?
Yeah, at Office Depot. I was minding my own business and I hear, Destiny! And I look and I turn around and it was him. And I'm like, oh my God. He's like, we catch up and he's like, it's so funny. You added me on Snapchat a couple weeks ago and I had just kind of forgotten about you. And I said, it's funny, when I added you on Snapchat, I instantly remembered our promise. And he goes, yeah. So, you got anyone?
Oh my, you walked into this. I'd like to just make that very clear. You walked into this.
I did. I go, well, yeah. He's right over there. He's wandering.
He was there?
Neighbor man was there. But of course, neighbor man was wandering. I was like, this is when I need you to be right by my side, buddy. Where were you?
Mm-hmm.
He's wandering looking at desks. Do we need a desk? No, but he thought we did.
Oh, what else are you supposed to do at Office Depot?
So I'm like bringing up this promise that we had for each other. And I don't know if I have to fulfill that promise, because yes, I might have someone, but does that promise mean marriage or dating? Because me and neighbor man are not married. Does that mean I need to quickly get married to him before the 2026?
You are such a bing bong. Why would you ever even bring this up to this poor man who clearly, I think,
by the way, he doesn't have anybody.
I knew it! Because if he wouldn't have said, by the way, you got anybody? That's flirty. He was maybe thinking, oh, there could be a chance. Maybe this is my inn that we could go get dinner. What? You just brought it up to hurt his feelings.
I didn't mean, I know, I was bringing it up because I was like, oh, ha, remember our little promise?
No, that is
stupid. I
was
not doing it to bring it hurt his feelings.
Well, I think now it's only right that you, unfortunately, must dump neighbor man.
What?
And get married, I guess.
No.
What you've always wanted.
I'm thinking I just need to marry neighbor man before 2026. No pressure.
Oh, whatever. Now this is, I know what this is. This is a ploy to get him to propose. I willingly watched a crappy Christmas movie over the weekend. And I've got some thoughts about it to share with you. But first, got to remind you about what could be the plot of the weirdest Christmas movie ever. And that is Stuff the Wagon.
Can you imagine if Hallmark made a Christmas movie out of us?
And it would be called Deck the Paws.
Hallmark?
Call us.
You probably already have my number because I call you too many times.
Or come find us. Or if you want to make a donation for the last stop of Stuff the Wagon. It's going on now at Tyson's off 16th Avenue. We're in the trunk and we'll be here until 7 o'clock tonight. I don't know what came over me this weekend because, you know, I'm just not into the cheesy Hallmarky Christmas movies.
You did not.
I didn't do full Hallmark, but I did. I was in a silly, goofy mood and I was like, you know what? I will give The Merry Gentlemen on Netflix a try, because it just
seems
so stupid that I might be able to laugh at it. And I did. And it was...
I liked that one.
I mean, it was... I was entertained. I'll say that, because it was...
For obvious reasons?
It was what it was. But I actually found myself taking diligent notes during the movie.
Oh, Jesus.
About all the things I hate about Christmas movies.
I might need to force you to watch an actual Hallmark movie.
No, because if I have this many notes about that one, which is, like, at least kind of funny, I don't even know
how my list would look.
So I took notes of things that I think are really dumb in Christmas movies, and I want to share them with you because you watch a lot of them. Number one, why do they always have to say each other's names in sentences? Every time, it's like, hey, Destiny. Oh, Destiny, I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Destiny, would you pass me that wrench?
You know what? Neighbor man caught that because he's been watching the Hallmark movies with me out of the kindness of his own heart.
Bless him.
He caught that, but what he caught more than you did is that they say the first and last name. Is they always will be like, let's say my last name is Smith. They'll be like, hey, Destiny Smith.
Oh.
Destiny Smith. And he's like, why do you gotta say the last name?
I feel like in The Merry Gentleman, it was like every other sentence they were saying each other's name. And I'm like, we get it. When the character has been built.
Yeah.
Please leave it be. Why is there always a girl wearing a slouchy beanie? I'm not talking like a normal beanie.
I guess I've never noticed that.
And you'll notice it now. It's like very early 2010s, like slouchy beanie. I'm like, I don't ever really see people wearing those anymore, except in these movies. I don't know what it is. It bothered me. I don't like how they really are stretching themselves thin to mention TikTok to sound like that they are relevant and up with the times.
I have not heard them mention TikTok.
Oh, it's so cringy because it's so forced. They're like, well, you know, they could do that on TikTok and get a million views, but they're going to do this instead.
Well, maybe it was just that one, but I'm telling you, in my other Hallmark movies, I haven't heard that.
I think also in the Lindsay Lohan one that came out last year that I watched, cringily mentioned TikTok. Every single one starts with some sort of fall or accident, like in The Merry Gentleman.
She
gets caught up in some Christmas wreath. No.
And she always falls in his arms.
Yes.
And she falls in some man's arms, which you can right away tell that she'll end up falling in love with that guy. Whoever's arms she falls in love with, she will fall in love with him at the end of the movie.
It's a dead giveaway, and I would not react like that. I'd be swinging.
Because in that movie, out of nowhere, she like ran into like Christmas lights, right?
Yeah, he was hanging up like garland and she got tangled in it.
I'm like, no real human would actually do that, but did I eat that up?
I hated it. And then also, why did they bring their luggage? Because, you know, obviously somebody's going back to the small town every time. They always bring their luggage and they take it everywhere and then they just leave it places. In The Merry Gentleman, she shows up to her parents' little like music club with her luggage. And I'm like, okay, you didn't stop at home first. That's weird. And then she goes to her sister's diner and then leaves the luggage by the front door. And I'm like, aren't you worried about somebody stealing your luggage? This is so...
I haven't noticed that.
Watch out for it now, because I am like... Can we get TSA up in here? Why are you leaving your luggage everywhere?
We have been recreating your childhood ornaments because Taylor and I both don't have any childhood ornaments, or so I thought. Let me explain after I just quickly remind you that we are at Tyson's on 16th Avenue until 7 o'clock for Stuff the Wagon.
It's the last stop, so if you want to make your contribution to Cedar Valley Humane Society, come see us and check out the wish list now on KZIA.com.
So I thought I didn't have any childhood ornaments, but I think I might have one. Let me explain.
One.
Okay, so I went to my sister Caitlin's house on Friday because she had texted me earlier in the week and said, hey, remember how you and I went thrifting for some ornaments like a couple weeks ago and you were been on the hunt to try to find ones that look like our past and our childhood?
Yeah.
I went behind her back and I ordered some on eBay that looked like them.
Oh, cool.
Stop by my house and I have them for you. I was like, shut up. Okay. So I went over there Friday. She ordered me some amazing ornaments. One that was a bulb, and that one is one that I most am thinking about my childhood, but it has Santa on it riding like a little train. It says 1995 on it, which is perfect. She also got me one that is like a little sleigh. It says my name on it. It says Destiny.
Cute.
Which is awesome. Then she got another one that I remember from my childhood. It's like a little wreath, and I wouldn't say it's made out of Legos. Maybe more like beads or something. I don't even know how to explain it, but it's really cool. I remember that one being on our tree when we were kids.
Oh, so she found something like really, really close.
Yes. And then she was like, hey, I also got you this one, and it was like a baby block. This is going to trigger something for you. A baby block, and it had like a little like Lego kind of character on it almost, and then something else. But the baby block had a D on it for Destiny. She's like, do you remember having something like this when we were younger? And I was like, No, but it's funny you say that because my Aunt Chrissy has been listening to our show via podcast. She can't listen every day, but she catches up through the podcast.
Yeah.
She had sent pictures of ornaments from her childhood. And I showed you these pictures, mm-hmm, Taylor. Mm-hmm. And one of them was a baby block with the letter C on it for her name. Or no, actually it was N for my grandma, Neoma.
Yeah.
And it had that on it. Some other things, like it had a cat picture on it and some other things. And she said that my grandma made this for her when she was younger.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that was cool. And I actually asked you if you wanted to recreate it for our childhood ornaments. But yeah. You were like, I told you that my Aunt Chrissy said it requires drilling a hole. And you're like, whoa, I don't know about power tools. So I showed my sister that picture of what my Aunt Chrissy texted me. I was like, it's so funny. You bought me that child's, like that baby block mm-hmm. ornament because my Aunt Chrissy texted that just this week. And I showed her a picture of it. And then my sister Caitlin goes, wait a minute, stay here. She goes down to the basement. She comes back up. She goes, I think this actually belongs to you. I've had this. And I think it belongs to you, actually. It's a baby block with a D on it for Destiny. And it's got a little penguin and like a little wreath almost. She's like, I think it's yours. Does it trigger anything? I'm going to be honest with you.
It doesn't.
Crickets, Taylor. Freaking crickets, man. Nothing. I don't recognize this ornament for the life of me. And I was like, no, I don't recognize this at all. And so I asked her if she wanted it back because I don't recognize this. It doesn't trigger anything for me.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I think you should have it because it has a D on it. For obviously, it's meant for you. It's Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it home. And I don't... Is it make me a bad person if I'm not really excited about it? Because I just, nothing is triggered for me. I'm
it's not one you remember. Will.
Huh?
It's not one you remember?
No.
No.
Nothing is triggering for me.
Well.
And so I'm not excited about it. I put it on the Christmas tree, but like for me, I still feel like I don't have a childhood ornament.
Well, I think you need to go raid her basement because...
Does she have more?
I think your sister, me as well, and good for her for being like, wait a minute, I think you I have something
of yours. She has all of our ornaments.
She might have more.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Hanging out at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue till 7 o'clock tonight. It's the very last Stuff the Wagon stop of the season. So if you want to come donate for Cedar Valley Humane Society, we'd love to see you. You can find all the details at KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app. I got to talk to you about this apparent traveling trend.
I was just telling you 2 seconds ago I want to go to Disney because it's warm.
You did say that. So I guess if you, like, I don't know, get a little burst of energy tonight and book a flight, what do you feel about flying naked?
Yeah, no. I don't even like flying, period.
So you're not into flying naked?
Well, first off, would TSA allow that?
No, definitely not. Well, in the way that you're talking about.
Oh, well, then what are we talking about here?
I'm not talking about nudity. Nope, I am not, because you probably would not be allowed on the plane.
I mean, that would make the search a little bit easier.
You know what, period. Can you imagine the TSA lines? So short.
It'd be easy. You'd be so fast to get through the line.
But you probably wouldn't make it through. I'm not talking about flying in your birthday suit. I'm talking about this trend that people are really talking about on TikTok right now, which is flying naked is what they're calling it. But it's when you travel without any luggage or like carry-ons to avoid the baggage fees, because you know it adds up. You already paid for a ticket and then you may have to pay for your luggage, and then knowing somebody like you, you probably would be paying for the overage cost if your luggage was too heavy. So people are now deciding to fly naked, no bags.
And then what?
That's it.
But what if you don't have enough stuff?
See, this is why I think it's a rich person thing. Because, like, what are you supposed to do when you get to your destination? I saw one girl who was like, I'm flying naked back to my parents in South Carolina, and I'm just going to wear all the stuff there. That makes sense, right? Because you have clothes at your parents' house. But, like, if I'm taking a trip to Disney and I just fly with
what's on my body and what's in my purse, mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go to the store immediately when I get there. That's where I'm confused.
My only thought is, yeah, you go to the store when you get there, you get all new clothes for your, let's say, week-long vacation, and then you just ship it back. You know what I'm saying? Because then, even then, would it still be cheaper?
Well, I don't know. It depends, like, because that would be based off of, like, how big the package is.
Right.
So if you're shipping, like, a parka, if you visited Alaska, it'd probably be cheaper to just buy the luggage.
100%.
So I don't really know what the point of this is.
But I can sometimes barely afford the vacation, let alone buy a whole new outfit every single day.
That's what I'm saying. And I can't, I literally will not board a plane if I don't know that I have 6 different shoe options in my luggage.
And I'm the person who, it could be a 7-day vacation, but I pack 12 days of underwear just because, you know, an accident could happen. Because I apparently think I have lots of accidents.
I think there might be some truth to that.
I'm going to give Taylor just a couple more seconds to think of a radio appropriate bad name for me, because I know I'm about to make her real mad. So while you debate about that, mm-hmm. let me remind you that we are at Tyson's on 16th Avenue for the very last Stuff the Wagon of the season. This is your last opportunity to donate to Cedar Valley Humane Society.
Yeah, come see us. We're here till 7. And if you want to see what's on their wish list, we have it on KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app.
I know I'm about to make you so mad. Like, you're going to think I'm the biggest dumb on the face of the earth.
Okay, I'm going to try to keep my cool because I don't like being the angry one.
Okay, I told you last week that me and Neighbor Man gifted each other a gift early.
Yeah, which yours was the cricket, right?
Yes, he gave me a cricket early, and then I gave him a pair of pants that are really expensive that he needed for work.
That you also could fit into, we found out.
Yes. But I don't know if I told you this, that before we gifted each other the gift, I made him wrap up the cricket, even though I knew I was getting it.
Yeah.
I knew I was getting it, and I also wrapped up the pants.
It's part of the experience, okay. Just unwrapping it.
Well, this weekend, I bought him for his gaming desk, I bought him this, like, stand for his headphones to, like, basically lay on. So they'll have, like, a nice place to, like, kind of lay.
Oh, yeah.
A nice place to be. And I just, like, couldn't wait till Christmas, so I gave it to him. But I wrapped it up real quick, and then in the matter of, like, me wrapping it and giving it to him, it was 2 minutes, and then he unwrapped it. And then he did the same thing for me. He bought me something for my cricket. It was, like, a little tool that I needed. And I was like, I'm not opening this Amazon package until you wrap it.
Oh, my God. Okay, now you're just getting out of control.
Well, because I told him it's a whole experience. Like, I have to unwrap it.
This is no longer Christmas. This is you guys just, like, constantly buying crap for each other.
Yeah, well, we're trying really hard to keep some presents.
No, you're not.
Christmas.
You're not trying at all.
Go ahead, Taylor.
This is the best day of my life. I could not get any better. We are at the last stop of Stuff the Wagon of the season, which already has me feeling emo, okay? We've done this 5 times. I've got to pet dogs today. And then my new favorite person on this planet, Meredith, just delivered me a whole gondola from Zio Giannos. Because I will not shut up about how good they are.
She really doesn't shut up about gondolas. You hear Doc about a gondola every week.
And you bet your bottom dollar, I'm not going to cut that thing up. I'm going to bite into it like a heathen.
Oh, my God. I want you to know, Meredith, that Taylor was taking selfies with the gondola to send it to her mom.
Because you know who appreciates a gondola like me is my mother. So she will be receiving that photo. Thank you so much to Meredith.
Also, big shout out to Michael. Michael just made a huge donation for Cedar Valley Humane Society. Also dropped off fudge.
He dropped off fudge. And also, we should mention, this is like his probably 3rd time donating. So superstar status right there.
I'm like, Michael, did you miss any Stuff the Wagon?
He was a rock star, and he showed up again today. Day with even more kitten pate.
And then also big shout out to Presley.
Yes, who also made a donation for Cedar Valley Humane Society. So I'm feeling pretty good about things right now.
And did she say that we've been to her school?
Yes, Van Buren.
Oh, nice.
She said we visited and that she listens all the time. So we were happy to meet her and take that donation from them.
I love that. You know what I was working on this weekend? Obviously thinking a lot about Stuff the Wagon, but what I had to work on yesterday was a resume.
Well, I know it wasn't your own.
Well,
unless this is your 2 weeks' notice right here live on air. would be pretty messed up.
It was nice knowing you guys. No, I'm just kidding.
On the day that I receive a gondola, how dare you?
How could you do that to me and the gondola?
This is terrible.
Me and the gondola are very upset with you right now.
That'll be my new co-host. Anyways, why are you doing resume?
Those girls in the afternoon with Taylor and the gondola.
And the gondola. Honestly, iconic.
You know you're going to have to replace that once a week, right? Because that thing is going to go bad.
Well, I would eat it. Anyways, enough about me and my gondola.
Okay, I was not filling out a resume for myself. You don't have to worry about replacing me with a gondola.
Okay.
No, I had to help neighbor man fill out a resume.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know that the Cedar Rapids Fire Department announced that they are hiring right now. The job offer closes or you can't apply anymore after Friday. Friday's like the last day.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been going to school to be an EMT and he really wants to be a firefighter.
Yeah.
So I had to help him build his resume because he's never done one before. And it was, well, a test in our relationship.
Uh-huh.
Because it's hard to fill out a resume for somebody else. Because I was just kind of taking the lead on the resume. And then just kind of having him tell me to describe himself and what he does at his job and his previous jobs. But it was like he wasn't giving me enough.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, we got to make this sound smart. So we got to amp this up a little bit.
Well, that's the point of a resume. You could literally, like, I don't know, let's say one of your duties is to be at a cash register. There's ways to explain that to make it sound like really fancy and professional.
100%. But it was definitely like, it wasn't a bad test. It was like a fun test, I will say.
Because
it was
good.
Like trying to get him to describe what he does. And I know what he does, right? But it's like, okay, I need you to make it sound hot. I need you to sound smart. Maybe not hot isn't a good word.
I'm scared of the words you used on that resume if you're saying hot.
He's not going to get hired, is he?
No.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
All this week, we've been taking your favorite Christmas songs and turning them in to a trivia question.
Because there are so many things that I guess I didn't realize I didn't know about Christmas music.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think Christmas music is the right music for tonight's trivia question.
Spooky.
What Christmas song had a campaign against it to ban it from playing on the radio?
Oh my God. How interesting. A Christmas song banned from the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
So how do you run a campaign to ban a song?
I don't know. Like tell people.
Oh, is that what you do?
Call the radio station and tell them stop playing it. Don't do that to us, please.
Yeah, please. We're just two fools in the afternoon. We're very sensitive.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I have no idea. I'm like, what happened? Do we put signs in our yards for this?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how serious it was.
Very serious. What Christmas song had a campaign against it to ban it from playing on the radio? You keep looking at him.
I don't know. My wheels are turning. I'm like, does it play on the radio now? Was it successful?
I'll tell you, we don't play it on Z.
Okay, no more hints. Ooh, don't be giving it away.
I do that.
Text in your guest to 319.
Maybe we did, okay?
Okay, that's fair. Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Question tonight. What Christmas song had a campaign against it to ban it from playing on the radio? What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. Trent and so many other people guessed Baby It's Cold Outside. Now, I'm not going to say that they're wrong. Mm-hmm. Because that is true. There are a lot of radio stations that have gotten away from it.
It's right, exactly.
Outdated, sexist, you know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually not the answer we're looking for. I will say that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not the answer. We've got a lot of people are guessing that one.
But it is a good guess.
9119 said, Grandma got ran over by a reindeer. And it's more like I just personally banned that one from my playlist.
What?
I hate that song.
Oh my, you were okay. Just bopping around over there.
No, I was rolling my eyes.
Dude.
That's just as bad as Hippopotamus.
I want a hippopotamus.
That's just as bad.
Oh man.
And respectfully, drummer boy who I know that you're Justin Bieber.
I'm going to start throwing hands if you don't stop.
That you're Justin Bieber did a cover of drummer boy.
Okay, well, this isn't about you.
Okay? No, those are one of those banned from my playlist.
Whatever. Anyways, 0829 guest Santa Baby. A little saucy in nature, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I don't know. I could see that.
I could see that one too.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to see.
Well, what's your guess? What Christmas song had a campaign against it to ban it from playing on the radio? What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029, and we'll have the answer in less than 3 minutes.
I'm sorry. I know you love the drum.
Don't. I can't. Don't.
Are you mad?
Don't.
Are you mad?
I will start to be mean to you.
What Christmas song had a campaign against it to ban it from playing on the radio? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
It was Elvis. Elvis Presley cover of White Christmas.
Okay, so I have a little bit of lore for this. So the guy who wrote White Christmas, his name is Irving Berlin. He wrote that song, okay? He hated Elvis's cover so much that in the 50s, he started a campaign to ban Elvis's version from the radio. Now, I don't think it worked out because people were like, we're going to play it.
It's Elvis Presley.
It's Elvis Presley. And that was that. So I don't think it was successful, but the guy who wrote White Christmas hates it.
Hated. Like, do you think he hated Elvis Presley? Do you think he just hated the way Elvis Presley sounds in the song?
Well, I mean, I know Elvis was pretty polarizing back in the day.
Uh-huh.
So that could be it. Or it could be.
Or do you think he was like, this is my song.
This is a disgrace to my song.
You don't cover my song. You know
what I'm saying? Tons of people did. I think it was specifically
Elvis.
Elvis.
You think maybe?
I'm not coming for the king. I can't say anything. Oh. My dad will never forgive me.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.